आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद, द हेडलाइंस। Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with French President Emmanuel Macron today in Paris to co-chair AI Action Summit. President Draupadi Murmu to inaugurate two-day international conference on Unani Day this evening in New Delhi. India launches its first indigenous automated biomedical waste treatment plant. India Energy Week 2025 to begin at Yashobhoomi in Delhi with 700 exhibitors showcasing cutting-edge technology. And Badminton Asia Mixed Team Championships to kick off in China today, Lakshya Sen and Malvika Basod to lead India's challenge. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris today, aimed at further strengthening India-France relations. He will also engage in key bilateral discussions where several important bilateral deals are also expected to be signed between India and France. He will also set to take part in the AI Action Summit today, where India is co-chairing with the objective of establishing global AI standards and promoting responsible AI development. We have more from our correspondent.
As artificial intelligence rapidly transforms our world and raises concerns about privacy, bias and job losses, the Prime Minister, along with other leaders, will deliberate on establishing global AI standards and promoting the responsible development of this technology. A leader's declarations and the announcement of an AI foundation are expected at the summit. Both leaders will also co-chair the Indo-French CEOs Forum. Important bilateral deals, including defense agreements, are expected to be signed in line with the 2047 roadmap. Later this evening, Prime Minister Modi will head to the historic city of Marseille, where he is scheduled to participate in multiple engagements with President Macron. Today's packed agenda reflects India's dynamic and forward-looking diplomacy. The Prime Minister's engagements, from setting global standards for AI to sealing strategic partnerships, underscore India's commitment to fostering a secure, innovative and interconnected world. Rajadurai, Akashwani News, Paris.
Last night, Prime Minister received a warm welcome upon his arrival in France. Upon landing, he was greeted at the airport by France's Minister of the Armed Forces, Sébastien Lecornu. Despite the chilly weather, the Indian community in Paris gave Prime Minister Modi a heartwarming welcome. Later, the Prime Minister attended a dinner hosted by French President Emmanuel Macron for the leaders participating in the AI summit. The Prime Minister also conversed with United States Vice President J.D. Vance during the event. Following the engagements in France, the Prime Minister will embark on a two-day visit to the United States at the invitation of President Donald Trump, departing from Marseille tomorrow. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the two-day international conference on Unani Day today in New Delhi. Minister of Science and Technology Jitendra Singh will also be present on the occasion. The 11th of February is celebrated annually as Unani Day to honour the birth anniversary of the renowned Unani physician, educator and freedom fighter Hakim Ajmal Khan. The Central Council for Research in Unani Medicine, a premier research council under the Ministry of Ayush, is hosting the two-day international conference on innovations in Unani medicine for integrative health solutions, a way forward. This conference will serve as a platform for dialogue, collaboration and knowledge exchange, aiming to underscore the pivotal role of Unani medicine in promoting global health and well-being. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has launched India's first indigenous automated biomedical waste treatment rig named Srijanam at AIIMS New Delhi yesterday. Developed by the CSIR National Institute for Interdisciplinary Science and Technology, NIIST, in Thiruvananthapuram, the rig is the first of its kind in the country. Speaking on the occasion, the minister called for a paradigm shift from waste to wealth and emphasized the importance of sustainability and environmental concerns. Dr. Singh highlighted India's economic transformation, noting that the country has moved from being part of the Fragile Five to a member of the First Five and is on track for continued growth. He also highlighted the significance of the new biomedical waste treatment rig, which is set to revolutionize waste management in healthcare facilities. Over 54 crore bank accounts have been opened in the country till January this year under PM Jan Dhan Yojana. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said over 30 crore accounts out of them belong to women, constituting over 55%. The minister said the government has taken several measures for financial inclusion with focus on covering every unbanked adult. The minister further said over 22 crore people have enrolled with PM Jeevan Jyoti Bima Yojana and 49 crore people have enrolled with the PM Suraksha Bima Yojana. The government has said the Prime Minister's internship scheme, PMIS, has not been extended to micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs. This was informed by MSME Minister Jitan Ram Majhi in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha. He said as a pilot project of the scheme, 1.25 lakh internship opportunities were provided in November last year. The minister said the Corporate Affairs Ministry has identified top 500 companies for implementing the PMIS on the basis of their average CSR expenditure of the last 3 years. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates, round the clock, follow us on our X handle at @AIRNewsAlerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. India Energy Week 2025 is scheduled to commence today at Yashobhoomi in New Delhi. IEW25 is set to be a landmark event in the global energy calendar, continuing its rapid growth from previous editions. More from our correspondent.
Over 700 exhibitors and 70,000 global energy professionals will attend the four-day mega event with an aim to unveil innovation, form partnerships and shape the future of energy. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually inaugurate the event today. He said the event will be the second largest energy event globally in terms of ministerial and CEO participation, exhibition space and the number of sessions.
IEW25 is poised to be bigger, diverse and more impactful than its previous two editions. It will span 1 lakh square meters and will be the second largest energy event globally in terms of participation, which means ministers, CEOs, exhibition space, sessions.
The minister said the event will showcase the country's success with the Pradhan Mantri Ujjala Yojana as a model for global adoption. Priya Mondal, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Niti Aayog Vice Chairman Suman Berry, CEO BVR Subramaniam and member Dr. Vinod Kumar Paul released Niti Aayog's report on expanding quality higher education through states and state public universities in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Berry expressed hope that the recommendations contained in the report would be enthusiastically taken forward by the ministers in the central and state governments. He also called on the country's institutions like IITs and state public universities to strive for high standards. The Indian Railways has been working at a war footing to make special arrangements for pilgrims and tourists ahead of the Maghi Purnima Snan tomorrow at the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav yesterday inspected the arrangements at Prayagraj Railway Station. A report from our correspondent.
Mr. Vaishnav told that the centre is working closely with the Uttar Pradesh government to create the best possible arrangements.
Railway ka vyavasthit tarike se kaam chal raha hai. Rajya prashasan ke saath, mela prashasan ke saath, milke ekdam coordinated way mein chal raha hai. Kahin pe koi dikkat nahi hai. Agar kahin pe koi rumours phailane ki koshish kare, to usko nahi sunna hai, us pe dhyan nahi dena hai.
Chairman of Railway Board and CEO Satish Kumar also clarified that only one station, Prayagraj Sangam, will remain closed for passenger movement till Friday, which is a routine practice. Meanwhile, Executive Director at the Information and Publicity Department of Railway Board, Dilip Kumar, said that more than 13,000 railway personnel have been deployed.
पूरी व्यवस्था के मॉनिटरिंग के लिए हम लोगों ने करीब 1200 CCTV कैमरे लगाए हैं. जो 1200 कैमरे हमारे लगे हुए हैं प्रयागराज क्षेत्र में, उससे प्राप्त फीड को हम एनालिसिस करें और यहाँ पर एक सीनियर ऑफिसर हरदम तैयार रहते हैं.
The Railway Ministry has advised passengers to refer to official railway sources. Adarsh, Akashwani News, Prayagraj.
The union Indian Home Ministry has announced the seizure of drugs worth over 25,000 crore rupees in 2024, marking a 55% increase from the 16,000 crore rupees worth of drugs seized in 2023 as part of its zero tolerance policy against drugs. In a statement, the ministry also highlighted the rise in seizures of more harmful and addictive substances, including synthetic drugs, cocaine and pharmaceutical drugs used as psychotropic substances. Iranian Ambassador Iraj Ilahi underscored the importance of Chabahar port as the golden gateway for regional connectivity. He highlighted its role in strengthening India-Iran ties through a long-term operational agreement and the International North-South Transport Corridor. Last year, Iran and India signed a long-term agreement to run the Chabahar port that connects nations along the Indian Ocean with Central Asia and the Caucasus. United States President Donald Trump has signed an order to impose 25% tariffs on steel and aluminium imports. The tariffs will apply widely to all U.S. imports of steel and aluminium, including from Canada and Mexico, the country's top two foreign suppliers of the metals. While the measures unveiled yesterday did not include exemptions for trading partners, Trump indicated that he may consider a break for Australia, crediting the country's import of U.S.-made aircrafts. Trump's move comes on top of 10% tariffs on goods from China, 25% levies on Canada and Mexico that are currently paused. In badminton, the Asia Mixed Team Championships 2025 will kick off today in Qinghai, China. Lakshya Sen and Malvika Basod will lead the Indian Challenge. Sen, along with H.S. Pranoy, will represent India in the men's singles, while India's number two, Malvika Basod, will represent the country in the women's singles. In the men's doubles, Asian Games champions Satwik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will take charge. In women's doubles, young stars Tressa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand, alongside Olympians Ashwini Ponnappa and Tanisha Krasto, will represent India. The tournament will feature 12 teams divided into four groups of three. In tennis, India's Mukund Shashikumar is set to take on France's Sascha Heimaert-Weinberg in the men's singles opening round of the Delhi Open 2025 tennis tournament at the DLTA complex today. In another match, Indian Ramkumar Ramanathan will compete against Chechnya's Dalibor Svidina in the same category. While in men's doubles, India's Nikki Kalyanda Ponnacha, partnered with Zimbabwe's Courtney John Locke, will take on Czech pair Dalibor Svidina and Marek Zengel in the first round. World champion D. Gukesh bowed out of the freestyle Grand Slam chess after losing his second straight quarterfinal game against Fabiano Caruana of the United States yesterday. Having lost the first game with white pieces, Gukesh did not last long against the American Grandmaster in a must-win tie, with Caruana finishing the contest in a mere 18 moves. Gukesh will now fight for the last four spots. The freestyle chess is built around 960 random positions, shifting the initial position of the pieces from the base rank while the pawns remain intact. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Pramod. Aero India is the cum of research, says Rajnath, is the lead in the Hindu. Government seeks targeted solutions in strong Make in India pitch, headlines the Hindustan Times. And Aero India to showcase tech prowess, says Rajnath, is the lead in the Asian age. The papers add that Asia's biggest aerospace and defense exhibition show, Aero India 2025, got underway at the Air Force Station in Bengaluru yesterday. Almost all papers have on their front page with pictures the visit of PM Modi to France, where he will co-chair the AI Action Summit with French President Macron. Almost all papers have on their front page the story of long jams reported on the highway towards Prayagraj. The Pioneer headlines, Maha traffic towards Mahakumbh. And the Tribune headline, 300-kilometre jam, lakhs stranded on way to Mahakumbh. And finally, the Hindu has a story of exorbitant airfares to Prayagraj as Chennai-Prayagraj one-way ticket touches 53,000 rupees. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with French President Emmanuel Macron today in Paris to co-chair AI Action Summit. President Draupadi Murmu to inaugurate two-day international conference on Unani Day this evening in New Delhi. India launches its first indigenous automated biomedical waste treatment plant. India Energy Week 2025 to begin at Yashobhoomi in Delhi with 700 exhibitors showcasing cutting-edge technology. and Badminton Asia Mixed Championships to kick off in China today, Lakshya Sen and Malvika Basod to lead India's challenge. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.